You're listening to SBS News.
More than 18 months since the pandemic began, and a widely backed independent investigation into how coronavirus originated has hit another roadblock. The World Health Organization this month proposed a second phase of the probe in China, including audits of labs and markets in the city of Wuhan, where COVID-19 was first reported. It called for transparency and cooperation from authorities, saying its investigations were being hampered by the lack of raw data on the first days of spread in China. But the Chinese government has rejected the plan, saying some information can't be completely shared due to privacy concerns. Zhang Yixin is Vice Minister of the National Health Commission.
To be honest, when I first saw the WHO's second phase of an investigation into the origin of the coronavirus, I was very surprised, because in this plan, the hypothesis of China's violation of laboratory procedures causing virus leakage is one of the research priorities. In this aspect, I feel the plan disregards common sense and defies science.
But the United States says it will continue to push with allies for as much transparency as possible. Jen Psaki is the White House press secretary.
We're deeply disappointed. Their position is irresponsible and frankly dangerous. Alongside other member states around the world, we continue to call for China to provide the needed access to data and samples. And this is critical so we can understand to prevent the next pandemic. This is about saving lives in the future. And it's not a time to be stonewalling.
It comes as a seven-day average of new COVID-19 cases in the US increases by 53% on the previous week. Some hospitals are reaching capacity due to an uptick in cases fueled by the highly infectious Delta variant. And while Greater Los Angeles counties last week instructed vaccinated people to wear masks in public indoor settings in response to a rise in infections there, federal authorities have ruled out the measure being imposed nationwide. Dr. Rochelle Walensky is director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Our guidance has been clear since we put it out several months ago, and that is if you are unvaccinated, you should continue to wear a mask and protect yourself against others around you. And more importantly, you should go and get vaccinated to get better layers of protection.
In Europe, more than half of all adults are now fully vaccinated against COVID-19. But that's still well short of the 70% target set for the Northern Hemisphere's summer. Germany's infection rate remains low by the standards of some other European countries, but has been rising steadily since earlier this month. It's now experiencing exponential growth in the number of infections, with the country's R factor above 1. That means that on average, each person in Germany with COVID-19 will pass the virus on to at least one other person. Chancellor Angela Merkel says it's a worrying statistic.
We all want our normality back, but we don't get that normality alone. We only get it back as a community. And for this, we need significantly more vaccine protection. Every single vaccination counts. Every vaccination of a single person is a step, a small step, towards normality for all.
COVID-19 infections are also rising sharply in Italy, with more than 5,000 new cases in the past day, leading the government to widen the scope of its so-called Green Pass. It's a digital or paper certificate that confirms the holder has received at least one vaccine dose, recovered from coronavirus in the last 6 months, or has proof of a negative test result within the last 48 hours. Until now, the Green Pass has only been needed for travel within the European Union and to gain entry to care homes or large wedding receptions. But from the 6th of August, it will be required to access cultural and leisure venues like gyms, swimming pools, sports stadiums, cinemas and museums, and dine indoors at cafes and restaurants. In the United Kingdom, daily cases have dropped to just under 40,000 after a surge in recent weeks. But there are fears of food and fuel shortages after the National Health Service's contact tracing app instructed hundreds of thousands of people to isolate for 10 days following contact with someone with the virus. The British government says daily contact testing will be rolled out to workplaces in the food sector to help reduce the strain, with priority sites to be set up at the largest supermarket distribution centres this week. Testing at up to 500 other sites will start next week. Government Minister George Eustace says more than 10,000 staff could benefit.
Somebody who is contacted in future by Test and Trace will be able to have daily contact testing for 7 days and able to carry on working provided their test remains negative.
And as Tokyo prepares to stage its Olympic opening ceremony tonight, COVID-19 cases in the Japanese capital have hit a six-month high. Almost 2,000 new infections have been recorded in the city in the past day. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Amy Hall, SBS News.